About 42% of the world's forests are in the UN ECE region, which comprises 56 countries in Europe, North America, Central Asia, and Israel. The region is the world's largest producer, consumer, exporter, and importer of wood and paper products, and markets for these products were running at record levels in 2006. But the global financial meltdown has resulted in a disquieting turnabout from these highs. UN ECE Forest Products Marketing Specialist Ed Pepke says total consumption of forest products in the region fell by 8.5% last year, the sharpest decline since the first oil shock of 1973.
Much of this has to do with the housing crisis in the United States, first, and secondly, in Europe. Because what happened was there was almost 2.2 million houses built in the United States as recent ago as 2006. However, that dropped to under 500,000 this year. This is about a 75% drop in housing construction, and housing construction is the demand for wood and paper products.
The report notes most of the drop was in North America, where consumption fell by nearly 12.7%, followed by Europe with a nearly 6% decline. But the report notes consumption of forest products grew by more than 3% in the Commonwealth of Independent States, or CIS, including Russia. The UN economists say production, which is linked with demand, also has fallen, resulting in mill closures and job losses throughout the region. But they say the outlook for the industry is promising. They say early indicators in the United States show an upturn in new housing construction. On another positive note, the report finds the wood energy sector has been immune to the global economic crisis. It says demand for renewable energy sources, including wood biomass, continues to grow steadily. This is due to government incentive policies aimed at mitigating climate change and creating energy security. Pekka says there is greater focus these days on creating biofuels from non-food crops rather than from crops such as corn or soy that are used for human or animal consumption.
We're very fortunate, actually, in our sector that you people cannot eat wood, or if you do, you can't digest it. So therefore, we feel that this is absolutely a good resource for using biofuels. And we really think that there is great potential for not only accomplishing the needs of the wood industry, the wood and paper industries, but also for the energy industry.
The report also covers China, even though it is not part of the UN ECE region. That is because China is the world's largest exporter of furniture and a major importer of wooden raw material. The report says China's forest products output continued rising strongly in 2008. It rose by 23%, driven by economic growth and a multi-billion dollar investment plan in the forest sector launched by the government to stimulate domestic demand. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.